Luke Wright, new season. I could just see in the press conference there, you look very focused and very determined.
Yeah, it was frustrating. I mean, last year, being injured at the start of my reign as captain was pretty hard to take at times. I know we spoke a lot about that, and it's hard to lead when you're not on the pitch. But I suppose it gave me a chance to really have a look at the guys, see where we were as a squad. And I think that was a nice thing post at the end of the season, was to really go through what we needed to add. And luckily, we've been able to do some good business in the winter and add to the core of senior players that we needed to.
We'll talk about some of those signings in a moment. In terms of your own fitness, Luke, how are you?
Yeah, good. I actually feel as good as I felt fit-wise for probably 6-7 years. I've dropped weight, and I've luckily all my back and issues have all cleared up. So as long as I stay away from heavyweights in the gym, which is quite a nice thing to have, I feel absolutely fine. So I've gone through pre-season, been good. All winter I've had no issues, and luckily managed to score some runs on the way. So yeah, ready to get going.
And has that been a conscious effort? You talk about losing weight. Was that in terms of your own fitness you wanted to?
Yeah, look, it didn't necessarily do anything in terms of my injuries I had last year, but I'm 32 now, so it doesn't get any easier. So it's just giving yourself every chance. I didn't want to sort of leave any stone unturned, as they say. So I just wanted to get myself as fit as possible. I didn't actually play much in the Pakistan League in Dubai, so I almost just had sort of a 6-week fitness camp, really, because I wasn't playing. So selfishly, in a way, it actually worked out quite well for Sussex. But no, pre-season's gone well, and I think we all just want to get going, really. There's a lot of determination, almost, as I said earlier, competing for places, which is nice. I can really look around and see people realising that they're not guaranteed to play, which is quite nice.
In terms of the recruitment during the winter, we talk about some of the players in a minute. How involved were you in that recruitment?
Yeah, obviously heavily involved in terms of, we sat around, we knew we needed to add some batters, especially 3-format players, and if we could get some all-rounders in as well. I mean, the amount of times at the toss I'd go with 5 bowlers into one-day cricket, which was so hard, because as soon as one goes and there's always someone having a bad day, you had nowhere to turn to. So it was important to us to add some senior players, but some batters, and obviously with Stian, someone that can bowl as well, makes a big difference with us. But yeah, it was. I've known sort of a few of the guys for a bit. Obviously, didn't know Stian as well, but with contacts I've got and with Mark as well, we were able to find out about him. One, obviously, as a player, but also how we fit in as a bloke as well.
And some of the other signings as well. Vernon Finlander, not here yet, but that's an exciting signing, Luke.
It is, yeah. I mean, once his name came up, there was talk of what we were going to look for at the start of the season. But when someone like Finlander comes up, then it's hard to turn away. So we're just watching him through these games out in New Zealand, just hoping he's going to stay fit. But he's really determined. He's been messaging Mark a lot, saying how excited he is. And I suppose as well, I know Stian's very good friends with him, so it's probably just one of those nice buddies for them two to, while he settles in with us as well. But look, Philander one end and McGoffin the other, with Archer as well, is a nice 3 bowlers even to start with the rest of the backup to come.
And how much of a bonus as well? We weren't expecting to see David Visa quite yet, but he's here and presumably available for...